I'm not against it per se, but fact is has a definition, and
yeah, something that's known to be true.
It's definitely, yeah, yeah. Well, so that's the thing, though. Evolution isn't a fact.
Yes, it is. We know the theory, that it's right? true.
Well, no, we don't. Depends
science
on what
doesn't increase knowledge.
Does all knowledge come through science?
I never said that. That's not the debate. That's not my claim.
Okay, well, then I don't think
has science increased knowledge?
Sure, sure.
Is evolution a scientific idea?
Sure.
All right.
But what
then
does that have
fact?
To do with declaring it a fact? No, that's...
Because it's something that we know is true.
All scientific ideas are facts?
They can be factual. There are degrees of factualness. Sure.
Degree. Okay, so I guess, would you define fact then?
Something that is known to be true.
A fact?
That is the definition of what a fact is.
So then what form of evolution are you talking about?
Biological evolution.
So macroevolution?
There's no such thing as macroevolution.
There isn't.
Nope.
Okay, so macroevolution isn't a theory?
Correct.
So then how does then evolution itself would fall apart, wouldn't it?
The entire process is fairly
gradually
over time. Exactly the same way languages change. Exactly the same way erosion changes. Exactly the same way a volcano would form. Exactly the same way a hurricane would form.
That's by definition of...
Have you ever seen a hurricane? Have you ever seen a hurricane just pop into existence?
So, all right, let me maybe rephrase this.
You don't get to do that yet. Have you ever seen a hurricane just pop into existence?
You're a little upset there, buddy.
The nervous laughter earlier, you now know that your script, you have to throw it in the trash. And so you're struggling with
that's
that.
That's not true. Because you've just redefined evolution.
No, I have not.
Species don't
Nobody,
come from,
no competent believer
what's
in evolution.
Macroevolution?
A thing that doesn't happen, because no competent evolution believer ever thought that one day an organism gave birth to a different organism.
That's all right. Fine. Do you
so
think
why
new
is that,
species
so
are
why is that
from smaller
funny?
From single organisms? Do you think species come from single organisms?
Yes, gradually.
All species are derived. Okay. Well, let me rephrase it. That's how I would have defined macroevolution. All right.
Why would
all
you define it
come
that
from
way?
A single organism?
Okay.
Because
well, we know that's something else we.
That
yeah, that's something else that's been proven scientifically countless times.
Oh, really? Macroevolution yes. has been
proven. Yeah. Oh. There was specific predicted evidence, and then we found all of the evidence.
Predictions equal proof.
Yeah, that's what it means to prove something, to find evidence for it.
So, okay, but there's predictions in the Bible. Does that make it true?
No. Because none of them came true.
So predictions don't equal proof. Yeah, they did. Sure.
The existence of prediction, what I said was we have, for evolution, it made
predictions don't equal proof.
And then we found all of the evidence for them is what I said.
And I'm saying there's correlations there for the Bible too. There's proofs, there's predictions made and then prophecies made and then they came true. Does that equal
not
proof?
A single one of them ever did. You can talk to my friend Justin over at Deconstruction Zone. He has a master's degree in some theological study that has to do with the Bible. I don't remember exactly what. Well, he has a divinity degree. No. He has something
so
more than that. He has a master's in divinity. His is much more robust
is this
than
an
that.
Authority
you
argument?
You can talk to him.
I know a lot of.
No.
Well, I know a lot
no,
of people
talking
who
to
would
people that have
me,
gotten
so.
An education, and the education is based on information that literally tens of thousands of people have collected over literal millennia in this case is not an argument from authority. Justin just knows the data that tens of thousands of people across millennia have uncovered. Justin's not saying the reason you should believe me is because
millennia.
My name is Justin.
Millennia.
Even okay. Yes, the story of Jesus goes back millennia. That you should have known that.
No, I agree.
So anyways, I'm not even remotely interested in talking about the Bible. You came up here to talk about evolution. And no, I'm here to demonstrate to you that evolution.
Your claim of fact, because you gotta kind of.
You gotta stop covering the phone microphone. I can't really hear you.
My apologies. Is that better?
Yes. So we're gonna talk about evolution and the overwhelming evidence that evolution is true. No, a fact is something
so
that's known
no
to be true. Science increases knowledge. You admitted it. Evolution is a scientific idea. Therefore, by the way, according to the way you use all of these words, it's a fact. We can go over what that evidence is, if you would like.
So then what's the difference between theory and theorem?
Theorem is
Why isn't it a theorem?
Theorem is a mathematical term.
Sure, sure. Which is proven to be true, right?
In math, there are different kinds of proofs. Math works according to abstract rules that are just made up, just like grammar. Like, I can prove linguistically that yesterday ball John had the is not a grammatically valid sentence that means anything. But if I say yesterday John had the ball, then according to the rules
of
grammar.
So then it's not just made up, is it?
Yes, it is just made up because different languages have different grammatical rules.
No, so you say the laws of logic were made up?
I never said that. We're talking about evolution.
No. We were just talking about theorems and how they mathematics evidently is just made up, or is it discovered?
Of course, it is.
So it's not discovered. It's something that's. It's not something that's outside of us.
Could you turn your camera on and show me an imaginary number?
So there's nothing real about it. Hold on.
Could you turn on your camera and show me an imaginary number?
Can you show me intelligence?
Could you stop?
Can you show me intelligence?
Could you stop moving the goalpost and changing the subject? We're only going to talk
about
evolution.
You're the one
evolution.
Who just moved the goalpost. So
no,
only
I didn't.
Things you can see.
You said herder, so there's no difference between a theory and a theorem. You changed the subject to something outside of science, which is mathematics. I just told you what a theorem is. That's all I did. I didn't change the subject. I addressed what you said. You changed the subject. Okay, now I need you to act like a good Christian for once. Quit being dishonest, quit changing the subject, quit shifting the goalpost. We're just going to talk about evolution, okay? So what's your problem
it's
with evolution?
So can you show me intelligence?
You're looking at it. What questions about evolution do you have?
I have a contention with you claiming it's a fact. It's not.
We already went over that. It is a fact. It increases.
No, it's not. Prove
it. Yes, it is. Facts are things that are known to be true. Science increases knowledge. Evolution is a scientific idea. You admitted all of those things. So we're done
with
that.
All right. Well, religion increases knowledge. So it's known to be true. So it's a fact.
Name one discovery in the history of religion.
Well, actually, you kind of have to presuppose religious views in order to
not interested in having that conversation. We're just going to talk about evolution.
All right, fair enough. So hold on, though.
So how do
you
find
it ironic? Because
how do
you have
prevent yourself from crumbling under the unrelenting weight of scientific evidence of evolution?
So hold on, you're saying because evidence equals proof, it means fact. Evidence equals fact.
If something is true, then there would be evidence of it, and we have overwhelming scientific evidence of evolution. How do you deal with that?
What evidence? Can you point me to
any fossil record, genetics, comparative anatomy, embryology, common sense?
Point me to the fossil record, because correlation doesn't equal causation, right? You'd agree with that? So just because there's some correlates doesn't make it
That's a deductive claim, but if we're doing abduction, which is what science is, then evidence does establish causation. That's exactly what it does. It's not in the same kind of deductive, strictly logical sense. That's absolutely the case. If somebody is... No, stop changing. If somebody is accused of murder and they find their DNA at the scene, well, that's just correlation. It doesn't equal causation. But it's still
evidence.
What
percent of fossils are found fully intact?
irrelevant.
Oh, really?
What percentage of crimes are ever solved with 100% of all the conceivable data?
That's relevant.
Okay. If evolution were true, what would the fossil evidence look like? Go ahead and tell us.
Now, I would expect to see a lot more in the fossil record of failed.
I didn't ask you how much evidence would there be if evolution were true. I asked you what would the evidence look like.
A lot more than what we had.
No, I didn't ask you how much evidence there would be. I asked you what the evidence would look like.
Well, you know, sure. I suppose you'd see changes in the fossil record to establish it as a fact, though. See, once again, I don't contend.
I need you to actually tell me what the evidence would look like. Don't just say, well, yeah, there would be fossils. What would you expect the evidence to look like?
Isn't that what I just said? Fossil records would be evidence of it? I'm not claiming that it wouldn't.
If humans evolved, fossils of things that are similar to us, but like smaller brains, for example, right?
Sure, I guess. The only way for it
to even be possible that evolution is true is if that evidence exists, right?
No, there could be no evidence for it, and evolution could still be true, right?
That's not what I said. I said the only... So, yeah, like, in theory, the evidence could be destroyed.
No, that's not true.
So, what I'm talking about is, if evolution occurred, then humans evolved, then it means we evolved from organisms with smaller brain cases than ours. That's what I'm really talking about. Now, maybe all the fossils get destroyed.
Like macroevolution,
maybe they
okay.
don't. Maybe all the fossils get destroyed. Maybe they don't. But that would have to necessarily be the case. Now, it's just a matter of, well, do those exist? And they absolutely do exist. Get wrecked.
So you're showing me a bunch of skulls.
So I showed you the evidence that you specifically said has to exist.
Well, no, you actually have to get from a single cell to that. Where's all those records? Yeah, you do.
In order to establish that there's evidence of evolution.
To establish it as a fact.
I have to show evidence, and I did.
There's more. No. Okay, well, there is evidence.
Okay, so I don't have to prove every single example of evolution. In order to demonstrate that evolution happens, I only have to find one example of it. And I have at least one example, but I have much more than that. So, like I said, I need you to be a good Christian and start being honest for once and stop shifting the goalpost. So, admit that I have evidence of human evolution.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, evidence. Now that you have admitted there's evidence...
I have a contention with you claiming it as a fact, because
no,
I
you
have
don't,
evidence
because
for
you
that.
Admitted that the way yeah. the way all those... The meaning of all those words, I asked you, well, a fact is this, and you said yes. And then I said, science does this, and you said yes.
No, yeah, but then you...
You agreed hold on. Every single step along
you
the way,
it, though.
And then just said no.
All right, can I say one thing?
Well, you
can
just
I,
did.
Can I say one thing?
What do you want to talk about next?
Your conflation that a fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
the
said,
definition of what a fact
knowledge.
Is. But I don't care if you have your own private language where up means down and left means right. I don't care.
Well,
I don't care what your definition of fact is.
Hold on. Can I just speak for 2 seconds without you muting me? Jesus. So,
oh, you just used the Lord's name in vain? You're the worst Christian I've ever met. Dishonest, changes the goalpost, uses the Lord's name in vain.
When you're done, let me know. When you're done, let me know. You good? All right, so you use that as a definition. I agree with you. And then you said because evolution...
Okay, there you go. There's nothing to talk about.
...adds knowledge, because you said evolution adds knowledge, therefore it's a fact.
No, science does that.
You add knowledge and to be known are two different things.
No, they aren't.
My friend... clearly you don't understand that. Yeah, so why should I trust your reasoning
adds knowledge further if and having knowledge are two different
to
things.
To be known. No,
they're not
or
different.
Proved and add to knowledge. Those things aren't different. You can't see a difference in there, my friend.
Nope.
So why should I trust you on anything else you say?
Because I know more than you do.
Clearly you don't. Because
no,
you
I don't.
Think that
no,
very simple
no,
preference.
I do. I have the evidence of
so
evolution.
What's the difference then?
You're ignorant
what's
of it.
What's the difference, my friend? What's
between
the difference
what?
Between
you and
adding
me?
To knowledge
I know
and
that I know the evidence
true.
And you don't.
Hold on. Adding to knowledge and knowing to be true, what's the symmetry breaker?
If
there?
You gain knowledge, then
you
have knowledge. There's no difference.
Yeah, but you can gain knowledge and still not have the full understanding of something, right?
Why do you keep shifting the goalpost like this? It's so wild. Just because you
what
know
you
it doesn't
all,
mean that you have all of the imaginable,
for,
conceivable knowledge that there is. Okay, from, you know
so
what?
Then you can't.
You know what? You've just convinced me. You've just convinced me. I
fact.
Now don't believe anything that you say ever. Congratulations. I have now adopted your worldview.
You can't claim it. You can't claim it's a fact. That's plain and simple.
Yeah, do you know that with 100% certainty?
Yes, because I know the definition of what a fact is.
No, I know the definition of what a fact is. It's something that's known to
yeah,
be true.
We both agree on it. And we both agree
and,
on
and
it.
Yet,
yet
and yet,
come to
and yet you still can't do it. It's called cognitive dissonance. You are holding two contradictory
really?
Views at the same time. We all do it with
so,
at least something in our lives. Like, whatever. I don't
so,
care. So instead of having this
well,
meta conversation about what, instead of a meta conversation about what it means to even have evidence or what it even means for something to be known to be true, I don't care. If evolution's true, then there would be evidence. So let's talk about the evidence. You already conceded one thing. Why don't you think evolution is true, despite the fact that we have the evidence that you said we would have to have if evolution were true?
Well, because there's weak evidence, strong evidence, and then, you know, a lot of atheists like
so what's
to use
strong
is, you
evidence
know, when you're
of
making
evolution?
Grand claims, you need extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, right?
Yep. Genetics, fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, and common sense are all incredibly strong pieces of evidence.
Really? So if common sense, so I would assume you mean by that, like reason and intellect, why wouldn't that be evidence of a creator then?
Because the kind of creator you believe in is epistemically
you don't
worthless.
Know what kind of creator I believe in.
What kind of creator do you believe in?
Have I told? Oh, so you admit you don't know? Should I add to your knowledge?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or is whatever you think about me
Wait,
already a fact?
So if I just passively take on information through my senses, that's how you gain knowledge? Welcome to empiricism. You'll like it. We have the science instead of whatever it is you have. Well,
so are
you have nothing. So anyways, why is it that we share more genes with chimpanzees than any other form of life?
So what?
The question was, why is that?
Because when a creator making a design could use similar design features. So what?
I didn't ask you for a hypothetical. So here, let's do it this way.
You're giving me a hypothetical.
Is that what no. It's not a hypothetical that we share more DNA with chimpanzees than anything else. Not a hypothetical. So let me ask you a different question. According to evolution, doesn't that have to be the case?
No.
Why?
Why would it have to be the case?
Because we are taxonomically most similar to them. So the system that was used to create all the categories of living organisms placed us alongside them closer than anything else. That would mean that we would have to be most closely related to them. And that's what the DNA establishes. So it is
on,
the case that had
random,
to be the case
right?
According to evolution. So you said, and then you gave a hypothetical about a creator could have done that. So let me ask you a question.
Random mutations, yeah.
So let me ask you a question. After this question, then we will talk about mutations. If it turned out that humans and chimpanzees didn't share any DNA at all, would that prove that the creator doesn't exist?
No. Wait, repeat that one more time.
If it turned out that we didn't share any DNA with chimpanzees, would that mean that creation is false?
If we didn't share any, well, it wouldn't. No.
Right. So your creator, idea, this is why I said it's epistemically worthless, because you're saying, well, the DNA is evidence that the creator did it. Oh, so if the DNA looked completely different, then that would mean the creator didn't do it. No, the way things are is the evidence of my creator, regardless of the way things look. Epistemically worthless. Thank you for admitting
it. That's not.
Go ahead and ask me about mutations.
Well, now I don't know that after you just threw that out there, false claim.
But, you just said so our that mutations, the current evidence we have is evidence of your creator. And if all of the evidence was the opposite, that would still be compatible with your creator. Epistemically worthless. Okay, get over it. Go ahead and ask me your question about evolution or mutations.
Yeah, but I would say the same for evolution, whether it was different or the same.
Then you don't understand evolution.
Prove it. No, it still doesn't.
Yes, it is proven because it made hyper specific predictions that came true.
Hold on, these predictions were post fact, right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so well, the prediction. So the predictions
when they predicted it, there were humans beforehand who predicted all this, or now that we're humans, we
okay. Now you just don't understand like at all how science or knowledge or anything works. You gather information to make a prediction, but your prediction might be false. You test it. If none of the evidence supports your prediction, then your prediction is false. So the prediction is made.
Yeah,
post,
Darwin did that. What was his
the prediction? Is made post some of the evidence, but it predicts future evidence. When you make predictions and the future evidence comes true, then that is extraordinarily good evidence that whatever model you're proposing or whatever we want to call this is an accurate reflection of reality, or in other words, is true. So what's your question about mutations?
Well, real quick, I want to get your take on whether Darwin's prediction came true or false.
Darwin lived 1.5 centuries ago before he didn't have access to the same scientific information that we do today. So some of the things he believed in, yeah, probably came false. That has been the nature of science going all the way back to the absolute beginning. Galileo was wrong about things. Copernicus was wrong about things. Isaac fucking Newton was wrong about things. Okay? Christians, by the way.
Sure. We're wrong about a lot. I will grant you that. I will grant you that. Little olive branch. How's that? But sure.
For the 10th time, what about mutations?
His prediction was they would be way more, they're random, right?
They occur, yeah, the part of the genome that they, well, there's some evidence that suggests that maybe certain parts of the genome are like more likely to mutate for whatever reason. But essentially, even if that's the case, there's still a random aspect of it. Yeah.
Aspect? Or?
Yeah, aspect. You're...
Okay. Okay, so if it's random, is it logically possible that out of a string, all of a sudden, all the mutations took place at once and we just had a separate... Why is that logically possible?
Could you try asking a question instead of, is it possible that all the random mutations happened and all of a sudden?
So say we had a chimpanzee and then we had mass mutation at one point and all of them were necessary to create a human. Is that possible?
I don't even understand what that question could possibly mean. If the difference between a chimpanzee and a human is changes in the DNA, then is it logically possible to imagine that if the DNA changes, it becomes a human? Well, first of all, we didn't come from chimpanzees. Could you theoretically just take the genome of some random organism and mutate it into another organism. I can imagine it. That's not how evolution happens.
It is theoretically possible, though, right?
Yes, I can imagine a cow jumping over the moon, too. It's theoretically possible.
I don't know if that one falls into theoretically possible. I think that's either way. I'm not super philosophically trained, but...
Me neither.
I would say that... So there are many points along the evolutionary trail where we could have something wrong, right?
What do you mean something wrong?
Where we could not be... Our theory on evolution could not be fully formed, right?
In the preceding sentence, you were talking about how evolution happens. Now you're talking about what we know about evolution.
Yeah, I'm a little all over the place. I apologize for that, but...
That's totally fine.
I'm trying to figure out what the best way... Because the whole reason I came up is... Because I have this contention with people claiming it's a fact. It's just not a fact. Like, fine, it adds to knowledge, sure. And
that's what a fact is. A fact is something that's known to be true.
Hold on, but evolution is more than just saying things mutate. I agree things mutate. Evolution is not that. Evolution is more than just things mutate. That's trivially true. So I agree with you. So what? Things mutate. Now we're talking of life as we see it comes from one thing.
Yeah, you take what we know.
That's different, my friend, though, right? And there's some leaps there.
This has happened in science many times. You take what we know, some more basic, more fundamental knowledge, and then you propose, this is the... what's the word for it? This is the implication, or like these are the implications for what that could be. So like, for example, early in the 20th century, people looked at equations in physics and they realized, wait a minute, this goes to infinity. You can get, I don't know what to call it. Somebody decided to call it a black hole. And people said, that's stupid. Shut up, nerd. But then we discovered that black holes really do exist. What Darwin observed was that species are all a little bit different, and their rate of survival between members of a species is also radically different. But the differences, so when organisms, you take a population, and that population passes on the next generation. The next generation are all different. And then that generation, now not by a lot, only by a microscopic amount, microevolution, some would say. But then that generation now has the next generation. They're also microscopically different, but they inherited a bunch of the differences from the previous generation that they had that was different than the generation before that. That never stops. The differences never stop accumulating. So why would anybody rationally think that after an unimaginable number of generations, that those cumulative differences would not amass to the things at the, pick any random point. We don't have to pick the beginning, but why would you not logically assume? I would actually wager it's not rational to assume that the population at this point in time is exactly the same thing as the population hundreds of thousands of generations later. You can't accumulate change like that and it not become something different.
Could I just suggest that one reason you wouldn't suspect that or expect that is because of entropy? Things don't order themselves. So random, if these mutations are random, why
things
would
order themselves
that?
All the time. But,
you know what I'm saying. Why
entropy in effect resets when reproduction occurs. Like I'm getting older. I have gray in my beard, right? I am definitely experiencing entropy. when I have a baby, well, I'll never do that. My wife could do that. If I ever contribute to a baby, let's say it that way, the baby isn't born with kidney stones and bad knees and a gray beard like I have. So life and reproduction, entropy is not this thing that just constantly weighs on life like that. Now, there's this concept of genetic entropy, which is scientifically invalid and just utterly stupid for so many reasons, but...
I'll have to look into that because I haven't heard of that yet. But I am aware of a little bit familiar with probability factors and things like that. And if we're talking about strictly random mutations, and this is where I get a little hung up on it, is if we're talking about strictly random mutations, it's actually almost impossible. I would say near zero to claim that any of these mutations are productive in their effect. They're far more likely to be detrimental.
That's irrelevant because we have natural selection.
That's only after the fact. That's only after the fact. And that would just mean the extinction of... So what? That's exactly what I'm saying. Those two things combined actually equal...
You're pretending that mutation...
Extinction level...
You're pretending that mutation is the only, what you're doing is you're pretending that the whole population just randomly mutates and that there's nothing else going on. No, only individuals, it depends on the organism, so not only, but the organisms, they all have different mutations. Some mutations are more beneficial than others. It doesn't matter if most are neutral or deleterious, which isn't remotely true, but it doesn't matter if that's the case because only the fittest survive. Well, not only, but for the most part, the fittest are better at surviving. So you have a non-random selection process going on. And this is experimentally verified. We have observed, you can observe natural selection in the lab steering a population toward better fitness. We've observed mutations that compensate for mutations that
in the past
were harmful.
I'd love to see those papers, but could you tell me what...
Buy my book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions, available on my Shopify, Amazon, or bookbaby.com.
Nice plug. What causes mutation? What's the soul...
Random copying errors, maybe even
random.
Cosmic rays can
random.
Bump a. Yes, the
it is
the,
random though.
Which particular mutations happen are random, but natural selection isn't random.
That's besides the point. Because unless you have something good occur, then it doesn't matter to select for, right? And if it's not good, it self selects itself out, right?
Yeah, but what is good determined by? Environmental factors.
Survival. Yeah.
Yeah. Survival. Most organisms that have ever lived have gone extinct. Evolution is just only kind of barely good enough.
So how many of these extinct ones do we have fossils for? Do we have any
majority
for mutations that don't even survive?
Well, yeah, there are all kinds of organisms where their branch on the tree of life is cut off. They're called end branches. So the giant armored fishes like placoderms, totally gone. Non-avian dinosaurs, they're all gone. Plesiosaurs, mosasaurs, ichthyosaurs, they're all gone. Lots of types of mammals. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I would mean something that like doesn't even form even into a species. Right, so like... something gives birth to something that has a mutation that just causes it instantly not to survive.
That? I don't understand.
Well, you'd expect a lot of those, right? Because random mutations is going to cause
exorbitant amount of most organisms failed. Most organisms are prolific breeders. Some aren't, like us. We're comparatively terrible at breeding. We know that I don't know to what extent it's because of mutations or just because that's just inherently what our biology is like. But something like half of successful fertilizations don't result in a successful pregnancy in humans. So this is something that happened. And yet there's 8 billion of us.
I'm not explaining this well. So every fossil we have is a fossil of some type of species we know of that has existed, right?
Yeah, you sound really far away from your phone, just so you know.
So every fossil we have is a species that we know of and existed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be any other way.
Sure. But there should be, however many species we have, there should be exponentially more of ones that failed to mutate to anything that would give them something even remotely towards survival, right?
The vast majority of the vast majority of all species that have ever lived are extinct. So the fossils you're talking about are the fossils you're asking for. If the environment didn't change at all, then there wouldn't be selective pressure for change. Well,
no, I'm not. I must not be explaining this well. So
yeah, maybe not.
Those are the ones that mutated towards something that they thought would or that could have been successful. It went a little bit and then ended. I'm talking about the ones that mutated to something detrimental that they never started.
Most of them are because
so for dinosaurs example. Those were successful mutations. Those were successful mutations.
For a while, but they're all gone except birds. Well, it does matter.
I'm talking about where. No, because this is the crutch. This is the clutch part of it, is where are the unsuccessful mutations? There's
every
zero unsuccessful mutations.
Every fossilized organism is what you're talking about. Because if they could be forever successful, then they wouldn't evolve.
No, let me reframe it. So how many types of mutations could end in the instant termination of said species? What's the percentage, do you think?
I don't know. We don't know what percentage of mutations
is it more
that
or
work
less?
Is.
All right.
Oh,
is
probably
it more or less?
Probably more. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then whatever species we have that did exist successfully, even temporarily, there should be exponentially more that were completely failed. Yes or no?
In a way, yes, but that's what the fossil record
where are
is.
They?
That's no, what
no, no.
The fossil
record
is.
The fossil record is successful.
No, it's not.
The fossil
Calm
record
critic.
Is successful.
No,
yes.
The vast majority.
How do you not see this?
Any organ. That's my question, because I've explained this to you like 3 times.
This
now.
One's making you think, though, isn't it? Come on, you got to give me that. One's making you think a little.
It's not a bad question, because intuitively I get the hang up, but it actually has a simple answer. You just hand waved away the answer because you said, no, dinosaurs were successful. Oh, okay. But that's relative. When dinosaurs existed, birds existed at the same time. The birds made it through all of the dinosaurs, which was way more organisms. They all died. So the dinosaurs are all of the organisms that didn't have successful mutations.
I know.
But that's determined
by the
environment changing.
Granted, but once again, you would admit that I'm actually talking about even less successful, because even less successful mutations than that would be more abundant. So where are the ones that are even less successful? Because the dinosaurs, on a scale of mutation, were semi-successful because they existed for a while. So the ones even less successful than them should be more abundant on random mutations. Where are they?
You just have... There's just part of the picture that you don't have. You're understanding like 95% of it pretty well. And your hang up is just because of... So every single organism that ever exists is obviously successful. Right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
But that doesn't last forever, because the environment changes. When environments don't change, then you don't see crazy rates of evolution. But that's pretty much not the case anywhere across time. So, like for the dinosaurs, we imagine the dinosaurs as just this monolithically coexisting group of organisms. No, dinosaurs were around for like way over 100 million years. The dinosaurs at the beginning, like in the early Triassic, weren't around at the end of the age of the dinosaurs, the Cretaceous, because they evolved into different ones. You can go and look at
crocodiles, alligators.
Well, those aren't true dinosaurs, but even like during the Triassic, that's when Stegosaurus was around. Or actually, I think Stegosaurus is a Jurassic. So like Stegosaurus and Allosaurus, you know, those are really popular, really well-known dinosaurs. So like a lot of the popular long neck ones, the sauropods, those are all really early. They didn't coexist with T-Rex and Triceratops and Ankylosaurus and Parasaurolophus and Pachycephalosaurus and Edmontosaurus and I'm doing the tism risen right now.
Hey, that's good.
Laying out my dinosaur.
But that
knowledge.
Doesn't address my contention, Mike.
But it does.
Sorry.
Because they change and go extinct. They're successful for a point, but then because of environmental changes, it causes the populations to change. A lot of them don't.
Sure. But once again, when I look at truly random parameters for mutation, I don't think, like, maybe I'm not explaining this well enough, but truly random parameters for these mutations would lead to much more failed mutations. And we see the ones that succeeded. I'm saying, where are the fossils of the
ones that failed? If they succeeded, they would still be around.
Failed miserably. I know, but there would still be more fossil records for the failed mutations that would have instantly just took them to mouth, because there'd just be so much more abundant.
Well, now you're
just
talking about where are all the organisms that died 5 minutes after they were born.
Yeah. Well,
okay. If that's what you've been talking about this whole time, take humans, for example. How many humans do you know with three arms?
I mean, personally, none. Fine, but
none. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know one person with one arm, but that happened because of a car accident.
Yeah. I would say it's far more likely.
So, yeah. That happens with humans, but those things are rare. Like our innate biology makes it so those kinds of things overwhelmingly don't happen. There's no such thing as a population of organisms anywhere in the world right now where the vast majority of them that are born in such a horrifically mutated disposition that they die and don't reproduce. That doesn't happen with any form of life. So, you wouldn't expect to see it in the fossil record. Fossils are already rare. So it's completely unreasonable to suspect that we should find the rarest examples of every species in the fossil record too.
Technically speaking, they wouldn't be rare because they'd be far more abundant. Now, each individual
would
be rare.
Never happens. There's no population on Earth where all the animals that are born are mutated so horribly that they're not surviving.
But
now, there are species
evidence?
That are going extinct, but you can't just look at an organism's bones or whatever and be like, oh yeah, that one's definitely going extinct right now. You can't do that. You have to look at the population.
But isn't that evidence of not a truly random parameter for the mutation process? Because if it's truly random, there is no control before the mutation happens. The mutation happens randomly and the control is post the mutation. So the control is after the fact. The truly random mutation does not get affected by that. It's the survival of that species that gets affected after the mutation. So you would expect
far more detrimental just on the scale of possibility of bad mutations.
Now we're back to what we were talking about before, but look, if what you're saying is true, then every single living thing alive today should mostly be dying. That's not the case.
I would agree. Well, but that's only if you take evolution as a truly random parameter.
It's not. Natural selection isn't random.
But mutation is random. Natural selection really doesn't even equate to the argument because that's a post effect. That is after.
No, it's part of the process. Yeah, but mutation isn't what evolution is. Natural selection is the mechanism. It's like the
mutation isn't what. Hold on. I want you to back this part up because mutation is exactly what evolution is. Without mutation, there is no change in species. Yes or no?
That's not the same thing as the description of what evolution is ends at mutation. That is not the case.
So I'm not arguing that's the case. It's yes, the driving you are. Factor.
Because you keep saying mutation alone is inadequate and produces all these problems. Yeah, yes. You're right. Good thing that there's more to it than just mutations. Like, buddy,
well, really,
you know,
there's not,
like,
because
when
the
you,
only thing
no, you
got
to listen to this because it completely.
Right.
When you treat bacteria with antibiotics, only a tiny fraction of them survive. But the ones that survive can multiply so much that they completely replace the original population. Now the entire population has this antibiotic resistance. Yeah, most of the bacteria initially died. But all the ones that are left.
Yeah, that tells me they had it in there. Yeah, but the ones that were left tells me they had that mutation already within them. They were already able to survive it. So yes, they reproduce and multiply, but they didn't need to evolve to do that. They already had whatever caused them to survive. They already had it.
Well,
then how did they survive in the first place?
They already had it. So, like,
it wasn't a mutation. Otherwise, they would have had to reproduce to
get
it.
You're right and wrong depending on the level of analysis and the time scale.
Well, I based it on what you said.
I guess for the most part. I can give you examples of mutations that have happened that we know were not present beforehand. Nylon digesting bacteria.
I agree with you.
The formation of antifreeze proteins in Arctic fish. We know that they didn't used to have them. Now they do have
them. Sure, but that's different than claiming that all species came from a single organism. I'm not arguing evolution on random mutations. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying claiming it's a fact that we know everything about evolution. Evolution is such a broad term anyways that I don't even know what evolution you're talking about, what theory of evolution you're talking about. But to claim it as a fact is disingenuous.
It's just not. Did Shakespeare
write?
We've
already come up with a bunch of problems just in this discussion.
No, we don't have
answers to.
Did Shakespeare write Romeo and Juliet?
What does that have to do with it, though?
We're now having a discussion of what a fact is. Did Shakespeare write Romeo and Juliet?
Well, to be honest, I don't know much about Shakespeare. I'm not well cultured that way, so I don't know. It could be yes, could be no. From my knowledge base, I would assume yes.
Did Thomas Jefferson write the Constitution?
Sure, there you go.
Okay.
Sure.
Was he experiencing a bout of diarrhea when it happened?
Oh, I don't know. Is that a true thing?
Well, you don't know. Well, then it's not a fact that he wrote the Constitution. Because if you don't know this other detail about that other thing that you just said yes to with no problem, Well, then it's not a fact.
Well, here's the thing.
But that's not how it works. It's more like that's not what facts
that's
are.
That's not analogous, though. You know it that's is. Not analogous.
Yes, it is.
No,
because you literally just said, it's like, oh, I agree that evolution's true, but there are things we don't know about it, so it's not a fact.
Hold on. This is the scale we're actually talking about. We look at the computer program, and I'm saying it takes a mind to write a computer program, and you're saying, no. Those that coding can come together randomly. It could come together randomly. I'm saying we're looking at something more sophisticated than just random mutations. Because coding for a computer program could come together randomly, but we know it comes together from a mind.
You can't just
we know the Constitution was written by a mind, not by random events of twitching material.
Okay, now prove that DNA was written by a mind.
I'm not claiming anything as a fact, and I don't have a problem with evolution. It could be true, it could be not. I'm saying we don't know the extent of it. To claim it's a fact is a leap. Is a leap because I don't even know what evolution you're talking about. You could be talking about Darwinian evolution. You could be talking about any form of evolution that has been proposed over the last decade or century or whatever.
You want to hear something really funny?
Sure.
The example I used earlier wasn't a fact because I said that I didn't even realize I did it. I said Constitution. I meant Declaration because Madison wrote the Constitution. So it actually wasn't a fact the whole time. My bad, chat.
I got what you were saying.
Yeah, well, it was the analogy
still stands, though.
Everybody knows what I meant, even though I was wrong.
Well, that makes two of us, so you're doing good.
Okay. I think I'm going to move on to
it. I'll let you go. Thanks for having me on.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.